Today we're talking homework. Do you give homework? Do you require it? And do you know why? Nah, this isn't controversial, is it?
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Do you assign homework? Yes or no? You're not allowed to take the fifth. Okay, controversial? Maybe. Okay, yeah. A lot, maybe. Right. You know, by the way, I'm not an advocate for no homework, just for good practices of homework. And you got to understand when and why. You know, the homework should also be developmentally appropriate. But each of these is a subject unto its own. But before we go any further, let me just tell you a story. I once had a colleague who gave 35 to 40 math problems each time homework was given. Think about how long it might take a kid to complete the assignment if he takes just 2 minutes per problem. Have you done the math? 35 times 2 equals, it's around an hour and 10 minutes, isn't it? Do you think the kids were just working to get the problems complete, or were they learning the homework? Now, according to the colleague, she said, this is how I keep them honest and get them to get the work done. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so some of you right now are switching me off. Sorry, just listen a little bit further. Because, you know, one of the problems with giving that much homework is, are they really doing it? Or are they just trying to get an answer down? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Now, I'm picking on a math teacher, but all the other content areas can do the same thing, too, where you give too much and you don't really understand why you're giving it. You're going to end up with this problem about whether they're really learning from the homework or whether they're just trying to get it done so they can give you something. You know, I asked her, I said, how do you grade all those problems? You know, how do you know if they understand how to do them? I mean, you have like 135 kids a day. You see where I'm going with this, right? I said, how do you get through all those problems per child? Her response, okay, wait for it. Wait for it. She said, I don't look at all of them. I only check three. The thing is, the kids don't know which three I will grade. Therefore, it keeps them honest and they complete all of the problems. Wow. Okay. Oh my gosh. Bad answer. Survey said, Really, really, really bad answer. So, let's get into this why thing. How many of you have worked with kids? Better yet, how many of you were a kid? Okay, hands up. Do you remember that you were a kid? Let's think of decisions that kids make when faced with heavy homework loads. After all, they usually, you know, don't just have one assignment per night, do they? Right. They usually have several teachers giving them assignments. You know, which then poses a problem for most kids. And I want you to think about it. What would you have done as a kid? Yeah, I know you might be the perfect teenager and you might be that perfect student in that class and you always did everything. Well, not me. I made choices. I looked for an easy way out. That's exactly what I did. How about the kids you work with? If you gave them that many problems a night or too big of an assignment and you really think they're going to do it because they're going to learn from that homework assignment, what choices do you think some kids will make? Well, here are five. Number one, some kids will say this. They'll try to get the teacher to reduce it. Mr. Mileto, do we really need to do all of these? Do you recognize that? Yeah, there's always that voice in your class that has no problem trying to get you to reduce those numbers. Number two choice that a kid might make, talk mom, dad, uncle, etc. into helping with the homework. Yeah, which, by the way, can lend itself to a whole nother topic when the kid doesn't have somebody else to help them with their homework who's in the house. Now, the third choice they might make is call a friend. Ring-a-ding-ing. Bring, bring, bring. Hello? Yes. Hey, Eddie, I just wanted to know if you might be able to help me with this homework. Yeah, number one, what'd you get for number one? Number two, what'd you get for number two? Yeah, that seems a lot like what I got. Meanwhile, Steve is just writing down Eddie's answers, right? No, you wouldn't have kids do that, would you? No. By the way, you do understand that when they, you know, going back to number two, when they talk with mom, dad, uncle, etc., they're probably doing the Tom Sawyer thing, which is they're eventually going to get mom, dad, the uncle, etc., to do it for them. Yeah. So number one choice they make might be that they try to get the teacher to reduce it. Number two choice they might make is talk mom, dad, uncle, etc. into helping with the homework. Number three, actually helping means do the homework. Number three, call a friend. Number four, determine what it would cost if it wasn't complete. You know, basically, they start thinking about, should I take a chance? Should I, what happens if I only do so much of it? Will I possibly get the three problems that she's going to look for simply by doing this much of it? Kids sometimes are gamblers, right? Which leads me to my fifth one, which is some of them will play the game of chance and they'll go forward with the idea, will the teacher actually even check for homework tomorrow? Or do I actually have more time than just tomorrow? So do you have any other choices kids might make? Think about it. Do you? I bet you do. So when we think about this, if we give too large of a homework assignment, it's quite possible that all you're doing is putting the kids into a game of chance, or basically you're pushing them into making some choices that, you know, hey, those are, not what you want. That's not what you intended from the homework assignment. You know, by the way, I could continue with an entire episode around the topic of grading the quality of a parent's work. You know, the parent is doing the work and some kids don't have that extra help and therefore are totally screwed when it comes to getting a good grade on that homework assignment. Do you give projects or big homework assignments that in the end the kid might go to their parent and say, I really need your help here? And so the parent does it? Well, come on. You have to have noticed that notebook was a little, the handwriting, it was a little different than the kids. Or didn't you notice that project was just, you know, maybe just a little too complete? You're really wondering, how did, you know, I'm really proud of myself because I managed to get Steve to be a perfectionist overnight. Yes, he's never put this much work into it, but this time he did. It's just that little thing. When I was in Scouts, you could always tell when Scouts got to the Pinewood Derby racing. This is in Cub Scouts. And if you don't know what Pinewood Derby racing was, these were these Littlewood cars that the kids, mind you, were supposed to build, paint, create, and then race against each other. And you always saw one or two cars that were a little too perfect. And lo and behold, wouldn't you know it, that dad or mom were engineers or something like that. And they planed it on some really wonderful planing mechanism and so forth like that. Yeah. So you know, when we talk about homework, you got to be careful of that parent factor or that aunt, uncle factor or, you know, big brother factor. The idea that there's somebody in the house who might say, you know what, just give it here. I'll get it done for you. Yeah, you understand, don't you? You've probably guessed that there might have been that case. So let's get back to my original questions. Why do you give homework? And should you give homework? Can you answer these questions? So let's start with why. Okay, now I'll wait a while you get a pen, pencil, or at least start making mental notes. Yeah, da, 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 da. So why do you give homework? Well, here are three very good reasons. Number one, previewing. Number two, reinforcement. Number three, checking for understanding. These are pretty good reasons. If you came up with these, survey says, yay! Previewing, what does that mean? Well, that means that you give them some assignment that actually has to do with the next thing you're getting ready to do. So that means that you're not grading it for whether they got them wrong or right. You're trying to see whether they understand any of it yet or not so that you can maybe change your lesson plans and move forward faster or maybe slow down. But previewing gives you an idea what the kids know about the subject you're going into, and it also gives the kids an idea of what it is that you're getting ready to start talking about. And reinforcement means that you create a homework assignment that centers around things you've been doing, and they'll recognize that when they start working on it. So it just reinforces what you worked on during that day. And number three is simply for checking for understanding. And by the way, this is what formative assessment is all about. And these are almost never, not almost never, they're never, 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 never graded, right? And you should do things that help the kids understand that it won't be graded and they shouldn't expect that. And so a lot of times, instead of doing this type of, you know, even though you can have homework like this, it really works better as something that you do in class when you're checking for understanding, like using little whiteboards and stickies and stuff like that. So like I said, these are pretty good reasons. But if it's because you feel that it makes your class difficult, or that you are a hard teacher, that you give lots of homework so that you can perpetuate that image that you are difficult, you don't do that, do you? Well, that is going the wrong way with anything that would be good about homework. Matter of fact, this is exactly why you shouldn't give homework. None of that to perpetuate the image. Oh, you will like the homework and get it done now. Yeah, that do you sound just like that? Anyway, so let me move on before more of you turn me off. With homework, we have to be careful for these reasons. Number one, by the way, I'm getting ready to give you three reasons why we need to be careful when we do create homework. Because once again, I'm not an advocate of no homework. I'm just an advocate of good practice in homework, all right? So we have to be careful for these three reasons. Number one, do you know who is doing the homework? That is the big, big egg waffle type answer. Dun, da, da. Do you know who's doing the homework? Come on, that's one of the problems with homework, is that, you know, you might just have dad getting it done for the kid. Number two reason why to be careful, how do you grade? All right, when you're looking at this, do you like only grade every third answer, or do you only look for three to answer, and you do it randomly, and they don't know which ones you're going to grade, so you want them to do all 35 of them? Ooh, it's rough, you know, and how do you grade? Do you create, you know, is it worth lots and lots and lots and lots of mega points to the point that you may have not have done the math, but some of your kids might have, and they go, you know, if I do this, it's not really worth enough to make me spend all my time. Or the opposite, you know, I'm just not doing well enough in this class to even waste my time on this. I might as well just go to the next class, just go ahead and take the low grade. You know, kids will make choices like that. So with homework, we have these three reasons. Number one, do you know who is doing it? Number two, how do you grade? And number three, is it important that they demonstrate understanding, or more important, that they get them all complete? You know, because what that comes down to is the idea is that, you know, maybe you don't have to give 35 problems to figure out whether they know it or not. Maybe you only have to give, you know, a paragraph type short answer question to figure out whether they know what it's about. You know, you see what I'm saying? Maybe you only need to get them to write a half a page paper just so you can see if they understand how to introduce their topic and how to build that interest in what they're getting ready, what the reader's getting ready to read. So let's go back to the question. If, you know, here's some reasons to be careful about giving homework. Do you know who is doing it? How do you grade? Is it important that they demonstrate understanding, or more important, that they get them all complete? Why do you give homework? Do you have your answer now? Well, one of the things we have to talk about is this. It should not be for, number one, grades needed to balance out the number of tests. That's a terrible reason for giving homework, is that you just need more grades in the grade book. Yeah, don't do that. All right, that's not good, especially because a lot of times what happens is that teachers don't figure out the math and they give way too many homework assignments. And so kids start figuring out the math and they go, you know, if I work on this, I'm wasting my time because it's getting worth less and less every time I do a new homework assignment. And you heard that word. It's not just getting worth less, it's worthless. Did you do the math? The more homework assignments you give, depending on the percentage you add to it, it may be that you've given too many homework assignments and now the kids make this choice. It's not worth doing because it's not worth anything. It's worth such little percentage that I'm wasting my time and I'm not going to do it anymore. All right. So that's number one. Number two reason that it should not be, you know, why you should not give homework is to show parents that you are demanding. Yeah. Okay. There's a problem there. And the problem is that if this is how you show that you are demanding, it's quite possible that you are exhibiting behaviors of bad practice. Number three, punishment for not doing something like getting to seats on time. This is such bad medicine. You're about to step into the zone of mixing behaviors with grades. We don't want to do that. You do not want to use homework for punishing kids because they didn't, you know, do what you asked them to quick enough, or you know, they did some behavior that makes you angry. So you say, get out your notebooks. You now are going to have 15 problems to get done tonight. 35 problems. You speak again and you're going to have 55 problems. Yeah, that's a sure way to make them figure out how to hate homework. Come on, you were a kid and you're an adult. Would you like it if your boss said to you, because Steve was talking while I was talking, everyone in here has extra bus duty? Dun, dun, dun. So do you have any others? Come on. Do you have any other things that you should be thinking about that are not good reasons for giving homework? All right, so let's go back to the original question. Yes, again, why do you give homework? If it's for previewing, reinforcement, and checking for understanding, hey, you're on the right track. By the way, let's talk about understanding the process of the way to approach the problem. Come on, I know that you math lovers enjoy the fact that you can tell if someone really understands the problem if they can explain how to start or to solve the problem. You know what I mean? You often don't even need the kids to answer the problem correctly, just need them to show you that they have the ability to properly engage the content. Therefore, you might be able to give them just five problems that are filled with what you're trying to figure out that they know or don't know, as opposed to 35 or 40. And whatever other content you guys teach, whether it's history, which is what my field was, or whether it was math or science or English or any number of other things, the same thing goes for you. You don't often have to, if you know what it is that you really want them to learn out of the homework, then just create something around those concepts and make it possible where you can grade all of it so that you can look at all of it, so you can make commentary about it, so you can actually understand whether Steve is getting it, because homework should help you do that. But once again, you got that big funny fuzziness about homework, because do you really know who's doing the homework? So what do you think? Is there something that you should change about your approach to requiring homework? Have you ever thought about it? Because after all, remember, ask yourself, why do I give homework? And if you have a silly answer like, because I need another grade in the grade book, oh, blah, 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 blah. Your answer should center somewhere around previewing, reinforcement, and checking for understanding. But you also got to remember what I told you. You got to be careful, because do you know who's doing the homework? How are you grading it? And is it important that they demonstrate understanding, or more important, that they get it all complete? Food for thought. Thanks for listening. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. The opinions expressed on Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 are those of the guests and hosts. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is intended to share ideas, advice, and suggestions for classroom teachers and school administrators. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is produced for educational purposes. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll share it with your friends. Take care.